heart beats faster and faster.
From falling dead leaves to cemetery trees, and for all the dead that walk among us, let's raise a glass for those who have passed, and thank God for the American Ghost Hunters. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, paranormal broadcasting, where we are on time, which means something else has to go wrong tonight.
Something's got to break. Hey, gang, we are back live in studio. If you have not guessed yet, and we'll be in the G&D chat room, you guessed it, all night long.
And you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And this is your ghost man, Sean B.
Which would leave me being Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And that would leave this being the Sunday 27th, June 27th broadcast. I guess I got to tell the month.
I guess, June 27th. We're usually a Sunday night show, but I guess people get that, so the month is more important.
Yeah, Sunday, June 27th. Give out the time, too.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show is independently produced by Nathan Spooner and Sean Burson's broadcast live on, that would be Absurd Radio and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal Radio and the Black Vault Radio Network.
There you go, guys. We got a hot one tonight. We're not going to tell you the place because it's a secret, and we want you to hang out with us to the very end of the show because you're going to be on the edge of your seat.
So I haven't even been told the place yet.
Right. The name, the owner, Matt Speck, stops by to talk about his newly discovered real-life ghost house that is quickly becoming known as one of the nation's most haunted hotspots. Find out how you and your friends can be some of the few to brave the night in this haunted gym and maybe win some cash, too, along the way. We go graveyard walking and haunted house jumping tonight, right here on your G&D show. Woo!
Why doesn't anybody ever tell me this stuff before it happens?
Just surprise you. Throw it out.
I tell you. Anyway, on that note,
do it.
Surprise even to me, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
You heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I could use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need this, I want to make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans, you want to get the hell out of here. Yeah, you heathens and hooligans.
And now, the original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Yes.
Yay.
Demon Bob. Yes. Demon Bob, before you leave, can I just get a light? Thank you. This is one of the worst things ever. I'm in the studio. I have my cigar.
Yeah.
And my lighter died.
You're sucking on a stogie right now, aren't you? Because I can tell in between you were taking the drags off of it.
Yep, that's it. And it's a great stogie. It is a Tiamo World Selection Series Cuba. And
I almost choked on my beer. I'm sorry. Woo! Went down the wrong pipe. Woo!
And you know where I got it, Sean?
Well, yeah.
At Butthead's Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut.
Butthead! Was that any good?
That sounded okay.
I lost the batteries to the fart machine, guys.
Oh, no!
I did. The kids were playing with it, and they knocked one of the batteries out, and I think I haven't had the fart machine for about a month now. I promise me and Nathan will get that remedied hopefully by next weekend.
You know, next weekend. Remember, everybody, next weekend, no Sunday night show. Because Sunday's 4th of July, folks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So next weekend, it's a special Saturday night show. Live.
Special.
Live from Sean's favorite place in the world.
Break yourself, fool!
That was perfect timing, by the way. Break yourself, fool.
It's true. Sean's favorite place.
Whispers Estate. Me and Nate go back in the darkness for you guys, for your benefit. That's right. We do anything for you guys.
With any luck, we'll be up at our typical 9:30 show, but on Saturday instead of Sunday. And then when the show is over, We will leave the mics on.
Leave them hot, baby.
For as long as we can so that everybody can listen in and listen to Whispers Estate and see if they hear anything. And we'll
listen
keep
the
chat room open. If you hear
time.
Something, we'll keep the chat room open. If you hear something, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Nate will probably be sitting right in front of the computer, me or Nate, watching it from time to time. So
we got a few people there with us. We've got Bonnie Joe from Ghostly Talk going to be there with us. We got your friend Jerry.
Author, yeah, of course, good friend of the show, Jerry. And we got
Apollo.
Magnus Apollo, good friend of the show and guest host on our show. He's been fill-in. He's done a great job on the show. And he's part of the G&D Show family. And then, of course, author Kenny Biddle and his beautiful wife, Donna Biddle.
That's correct.
And a couple more there. And just some great support people. Help us set up. Huh? It's going to be a busy weekend.
It's going to be. I got to drive 14 hours out there. And then 14 hours back. So.
Well, you chose not to fly.
Because it's a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend, and we thought something might happen. And if something happens, which with our luck, something always happens.
With my luck, it's never getting out there that's a problem, Sean. It's getting home.
Right, right. We'd have to bring in the show live from the Indianapolis International Airport.
Didn't I, spend one holiday weekend in the Baltimore airport because I couldn't get home?
I think you did. Yeah, you were actually in the airport, not at the hotel. You stayed in the airport.
I couldn't afford a hotel at that point. I said, okay, I'm just going to sleep in the airport. And I spent the night in the airport. Yeah.
It was like 3 hours. Yeah, you called me. It was like 12 hours. You've been on planes all day long. But the joys of non-revving.
Hey, what are the rules of Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show? Free or cheap?
Yeah, free is better than cheap, actually. To our fans out there, guys, free is better than cheap for the G&D show. But hey, Demon Hunter, I wanted to give a special thanks and a special happy birthday to my little girl, daddy's little girl, Addie Lynn. She was 1 year old yesterday, and we had a bunch of people. I know you wanted to be here, Demon Hunter.
Yeah,
I know you live so far away. But a lot of good friends of the show and good friends of the family showed up yesterday. Thanks to all my friends out there. Thanks to all you guys for my best wishes for my little girl on Facebook, Addie Lynn. Daddy loves you. Happy birthday, baby. And good night, because she is in bed. What a day we've had. Woo!
And I'll tell you, man, it has been a crazy, crazy week.
Yes, it has. Getting ready for travels. Always crazy.
Oh, and on top of it, I was just telling Sean, I spent over 8 hours yesterday on my motorcycle. Because anybody out there who listens to this show, who lives in the state of Connecticut is discontinuing the motorcycle test to get your motorcycle license. This doesn't mean that you don't have to take the test.
What, they can't put enough taxes on it or what?
No, now you have to take a full safety course, which includes the test, and you have to pay for the safety course.
I knew there was more money involved there. I knew somehow.
So if you are a first-time motorcycle rider, you have to take the basic course, which is $200.
Right, right.
Which ends with the test. But they supply a motorcycle. If you are an experienced or intermediate rider, you can take the intermediate course, which is $115, but you have to supply your own motorcycle. It's a 1.5-day test instead of a 3-day test or a 3-day course.
Is it like half classroom, half road?
Yep.
Okay.
So for the beginner course, it's a total of 22 hours.
Okay.
Plus the test. For the intermediate course, it's a total of 10 hours.
You gotta really want to ride to do that.
You have to, yeah.
Play with your dinghy.
Right.
But as of next year, there will be no other way to get your license except to take the test. So everybody's trying to get in and get the course now because next year, come the beginning of the year, it's just gonna fill up. Because it's the only way to get the course. So definitely, if you're thinking of going out and getting a motorcycle license and you live in Connecticut, do it this year. Because as of next year, if you can't get into the course, you can't get a license.
Right. And what are they going to do then?
Yeah. But I made it through the course.
This is the most fantastic story I've ever heard.
No, it gets better. It gets better. I drove my motorcycle out to the course.
With sugar.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna get a drink, and we're gonna party and get crunk and
I'm gonna stop telling my story now.
No, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. You know, that's what I do here. I mess up in studio. That's now, what I get paid for.
So basically, I drove my motorcycle out to the course. My motorcycle died in the middle of the course. Didn't die, but I blew a fuse, so I couldn't keep riding.
Okay.
So they had to lend me a motorcycle to finish the course. So now I had to take the course and the test on a motorcycle I wasn't used to.
What kind of motorcycle did they give you? Is it like a...
It was a little Honda Nighthawk 250, which would have been, like, hard since I'm used to riding a 700. But my very first motorcycle was a little Honda Nighthawk 450, so I was kind of used to it.
But, nice.
Then I finished the course and then took the test. And there's four sections of the test, which is broken down in the scoring to about 12 sections.
Mm-hmm.
You can fail any one part of the test and still make a mistake in any of the other parts and still pass.
Okay.
So I failed one part of the test and made one mistake in another part, so I still passed. If I'd made one more mistake, I would have been out.
And they still take your money.
They still take your money.
Oh, that would
And if
suck.
You want to get your license, you got to go back and do it again and pay all over again.
That would suck bad. That would be terrible. So you got your license. The moral of the story was you got your bike license. You're now a licensed motorcycle I don't know. What would you say?
Rider.
Driver.
Rider.
Operator.
Operator, there you go. But the interesting thing was then after spending all that time on the motorcycle, I had to drive my motorcycle home, and it was over an hour ride home. Well, it was really hot yesterday, and I was dehydrated, and it was starting to get dark as I got home, and I was just starting to feel leg cramps from being dehydrated, arm cramps. My vision started to blur. So I literally had to pull over, go to a restaurant, and get water to rehydrate before I rode the rest of the way home because I was going to kill myself driving like that.
Now, are you going to ride the bike to Indiana?
No, I am not.
Hours?
No, I am not. Because you would never see me, Sean. Besides, I've got a very big case of equipment that I've got to bring with me.
You'd never be able. That's what they make straps for, bungee straps on the back, man. But you'd be bow-legged for a month, man, if you rode 15 hours.
And with my luck, you guys would be getting one of those tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the Twister. We thought we had one coming through today, but it passed over. But I was real excited today because, you know, this was my weekend with the boys, and I had Sis and everybody, and Bonnie Joe from Ghostly Talk Radio. She spent the weekend here. She surprised me yesterday and came by for Sis's birthday party. And we all went to beautiful, historical Crown Hill Cemetery. You can find out more about that at crownhill.org. Nathan loves the place. He's been there once. I love it myself. Lots of ghost stories, lots of history out at this cemetery. It's one of the largest, I believe the largest in the state of Indiana, and one of the largest in the nation. And we all went out there. I finally talked the boys into going out there, Nathan, as scared as they are of ghosts and everything. And they had a good day. They were running around the stones. You guys check it out on my Facebook page.
Did you show them the children's graves?
We went by there, but I didn't tell them the story because I figured they'd freak out about the orphan children that haunt that area or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I showed them John Dillinger's grave, of course, the Hoosier outlaw, the bank robber John Dillinger, and showed them, you know, President Benjamin Harrison's buried out there. And, of course, one of the coolest spots, I think, in the whole world at Crown Hill. Go check it out, crownhill.org, guys. It's the highest point in Indianapolis, and it's the poet James Wickham Riley. Remember that, Nate?
Yep, yep.
It's got the big Roman-like
that's
stacks.
That's the one with the pennies, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's got the big pillars up there, and it's got the kid, little statue of the kid reading the book. And we went up there and sat, and you can see the whole city skyline. And it's just amazing because you're looking over the whole city of the dead. I mean, it's these huge mausoleums, and then you see the skyline of the city, you know, where everything's going on. But it's just really neat. The kids really liked it, and I was stoked, man. I got them out there, so... I mean, what a great – we got a lot of stuff happening, man. We got had that happening today, and it got me in the mood for Whispers Estate. You know, we're going in there Friday night, and then we're going live. The mics go hot Saturday night, guys. Once again, Nate, what time are we going to go
We're going to go hot on the mics at 9:30 p.m.
9:30 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time?
Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 p.m.
We
will be doing our live – G&D show from Whispers for till 11 p.m. And then we'll take a slight break while we set up the recorders and the equipment to go live for the rest of the night.
Just want to say, last time we were there, we only had, what, like three people in the chat room, I think, and they freaked out because stuff started happening when they heard it. They were there. They were.
Yeah.
They were going, oh, my God. They were texting us, what was that? What's going on? And me and Nathan was freaking out, going, did you guys just hear that?
Because we're stuck there in our chairs. We had to send investigators to go look for us. And all we wanted to do was get up and run to the location.
Right,
and we're stuck
right.
there at the chairs. But, you know, that's part of us being there for you guys. That's why there's going to be people there with us. So this time, if something happens, we can say, hey, Magnus, you take the mic. We're going to run and check that out. So
and it was really, it was really cool because most of the people, all the people in the house at the time we were doing the show were crowded around us in the dining room. And, you know, we're doing the show and the lights are low and everybody's kind of whispering and stuff while we're doing the show. And you see everybody, the white of their eyes, look up where the growl come from in the ceiling. And I was like, holy cow, did you hear that, man? And you see everybody staring at the ceiling.
And
so
then,
you knew
of course,
everybody heard it.
Everybody's like saying, that's never happened here before. And they all look at me and blame me. That was great. I like that.
It sounded like furniture moving.
It really did.
We'll say it was growling.
I thought it sounded like somebody had taken like a heavy chair and slid it across the floor. But we went upstairs and found nothing. And then on the replay, when we played it back, it sounded like growling too. So,
right.
You know,
right.
Who knows?
And some people got some great EVPs. So hopefully that weekend we're going to get some great stuff that we'll be able to download and play for the listeners out there. So, hey, we want to take this opportunity to thank all you listeners around the world for listening to what's sure to be another great episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Thank you, thank you. Hope you guys had a great week. We hope you're going to have a better 4th of July. We know you will if you tune in and listen to us, because your Saturday night's going to be packed with fun. So it's going to be we got a whole weekend planned. It's going to be really great. I can't wait.
And, you know, I just want to remind folks, go down to the bottom of our page, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, www.ghostanddemon.com. Click on the email Haunted American Tours. Send them an email telling them you want Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show to stay on the top. You want it to be the top paranormal broadcast because we are intent on staying on that top 10 list this year.
And believe us, the rest of the shows out there love that because we're the
we're the bane of their existence. And you know, just for fun, tell them you want Nathan, Sean, and Jason from Extreme Paranormal to be on the top paranormal investigators list too. Just see, let's see what people think of that. Let them know that.
You know what was funny? We never told anybody, hey, go to this website and vote us number one. Because, guys, we do this because we
didn't even know the list existed until somebody told us we were on it.
Absolutely. And we don't do this because we want to make some list out there. It's nice. It's cool that we know you guys are listening out there and you guys like us and everything. But, you know, we found out a lot of these other shows were telling, you know, they were pimping it out. Hey, man, we're like, how did this show get the number one? That's cool. You know, how did they? That's awesome. And then you listen to some of the shows and they were telling people every day, you know, they were on like daily going, go to this website, go to this website, tell them all about me.
My thing is, one of our slogans, we're teaching paranormal investigators to think for themselves, you know,
right.
And we don't tell you how to investigate. We don't tell you that you should investigate or that you shouldn't. But think for yourself when you're out there doing it. And that's one of our big, big deals. And people really took to that. I found out that a good 30% of our listeners have found us through the Haunted American Tours. So, you know, I'm really grateful to them. And I want to send people their way, too. Check out the other lists. There's some great lists on there.
They got a lot of great stuff, like haunted tours and stuff like that you can go on. So it's really cool. So
check it out and remember to let them know. Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, you want them on the top 10 paranormal shows because we're grateful to be on the list and we're grateful that our fans put us there.
Absolutely. And, Bonnie, do you want to say hi to everybody? Hold on a second, guys. Here, Bonnie, say hi to everybody.
Do I have to? Hello.
Bonnie Jo.
How are you?
Oh, we love you.
I love you too.
Oh, I miss you, Bonnie Jo. I can't wait to see you.
I know. Shawnee didn't even know I was coming.
I know. I read it on Facebook.
It's special, isn't it?
It's so special.
You got to do that sometimes for your special friends.
Yes. And Sean is special.
He is.
His mom told him so.
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Sean has.
And that's what I hear. Here's Shawnee.
Bonnie Jo from Ghostly Talk Radio, everybody. Yay!
Hey, our love out there to our other friends, Jason Gowan, Magnus Apollo, all you guys. You know we love you. Can't wait to see you again soon. Hey, bro, what's in the news?
It's news time.
Let me get my drink ready. Okay.
Get your drink ready.
I'm ready.
Suicide Factory The company that manufactures Apple's iPhone and a host of other high-tech gadgets is struggling to stem an epidemic of suicides among its factory workers. The latest Foxconn employee to end it all leaped from a 7-story dormitory window in Shenzhen. Wherever that's at. Well, there it is. Shenzhen, China. I guess I should read these stories first, right? His was the 9th suicide since January. The company says they prevented 30 employees from killing themselves in the 3 weeks leading up to his leap. No one is sure what to do to solve the problem. Foxconn higher-ups have even hired a Buddhist monk to drive evil spirits from its factories.
Ooh.
There you go. Yeah, suicides at Apple's iPhone. I think the technology is getting to people. They can't put up with it, man.
I think that the technology is taking over. It's getting into people's heads and saying that it's taking over. And I just realized the comments of Nathan Schoonover do not represent Nathan Schoonover or anybody else.
It's taking over. Yeah. The bottom line was, it's taking over. But yeah, these cats are killing themselves. I, like I said, I had a BlackBerry, and I think it was killing me daily, so I had to get rid of it. Plus, the monthly payments were knocking me out. So.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when we were filming, and absolutely everybody had an iPhone.
Yeah, or BlackBerry, right?
Everybody had an iPhone, and they were running around. You know, we're sitting around trying to film this show, and we're telling people, you know, we're serious investigators. You know, when we're not, you know, we're partiers, we're fun guys, but when we're investigating, we're investigating. And as soon as, like, somebody would yell cut, one of the producers would hit the fart machine on his phone. And there, you know, we'd be sitting there going, whew, that was a tough, like, investigation. All of a sudden you hear, wah! And yeah, that's our life.
That was our life. That's what miniskirt meteorology. You know, that caught my eye, right?
Well, you just caught my attention.
Right, miniskirt meteorology. Computer analysts have found a new accurate way to forecast weather as far as 3 days in advance based on miniskirt sales. You guys ready for this? Experts with online auctioneers eBay found that skirts sold on the website get longer in advance of cold snaps, then start to rise when the sun comes out. We're calling it miniskirt meteorology, says eBay representative Ruth Sankowski. If you want to know what the weather is going to be like in 3 days, just take a look at the hemlines. Ah, instead of the headlines, the hemlines.
Ah, Sean's always looking at the hemlines anyway.
Yeah, I am. I always look at the headlines. Hemlines. You got to check out that. Good stuff. Good stuff. So.
See, I always thought you were just a dog, but turns out you're just a meteorologist.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am. I'm a dog and a meteorologist. An amateur.
An amateur dog?
Yeah. We got another one, guys.
Actually, you're a fixed dog, but that's another story.
Right. This dog will hunt. I'm fixed and ready to go. Funeral of ghosts. Guys, this is a good one. A group of mournful ghosts held a spirit funeral that left witnesses outside a historic home chilled to the bone. I've never seen or heard anything like it, says Donna Tennant, a 36-year-old project manager. They seemed so very, very sad, like they were stuck in an awful moment for all time. Tennant is one of the several eyewitnesses who reported seeing shadowy figures and hearing faint, eerie singing around the Prothero House. I believe that's how you say that, guys. Prothero. I believe it's Prothero House. It's probably real fancy, and I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, it's a Victorian landmark in one of the oldest districts of Jacksonville, Florida. We all know that's one of the older parts of St. Augustine with Florida.
Well, yeah, St. Augustine, right next to Jacksonville. St. Augustine, right? First city in America.
Quick fact from Nathan Schoonover. Before it was known as the Prothero House, the building served as a free chapel, explains Jacksonville historian Christina Ross. In Florida's frontier days, it was a place for people who weren't members of a local church to pray. Many of the poorest and least fortunate citizens used the building to pay respects to lost relatives. More recently, the pink and white buildings have served as professional offices, but some of the former residents still linger on the premises, witnesses say. On the night of June 8th, this was just this month, guys, photography student Jody Jacobson was strolling through the neighborhood when he saw a group of 5 white figures walking slowly across the Prothero House front porch, carrying a coffin-sized container between them. I've known there was something strange with the Prothero House, but I've never seen anything like it before, Jacobson said. They walked very slowly and deliberately, so I got a very good look at them. Light passed through their bodies. I could see their faces, but they were all kind of out of focus, like looking at them through a layer of water or mist or something. Before the ghost vanished, Jacobson managed to photograph the ghostly figure of a woman looking down the porch from an upstairs balcony. And like Tennant, Jacobson reported hearing strange singing as if a group of people were whispering a hymn. Guys, so there you go. The Prothero House, huh? Jacksonville, Florida. Check it out. I think they got a website. Go ahead and Google that, guys. The Prothero House. P-R-O-T-H-E-R-O House. I think I just planned their summer vacation.
Hey, you know, I would love to go down to St. Augustine in Jacksonville and do some ghost hunting.
I would, too. I would love it. I'd be laying on the beach with my meter in my hand going, yep. Oh, I think I got one.
You said meter, right?
Yeah, meter.
Leave it to Buddy Joe.
She's so funny. She's so funny.
Which beat?
She's not used to this poor boy special. She's used to having all these professional stuff in her studio.
Which beach are you laying on there, Sean, that you can lie around with your meter in your hand?
Yeah, well, you can lay on pretty much any beach. Whether or not you get arrested now, that's another story. So, you know, you never know. You never know.
Oh,
so
my
goodness.
We got
another story. We got one from the vaults, one last one. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
One last one. This is kind of a crazy one. Hillary controls Bill with a voodoo doll, guys. That's right. The famed Hillary Clinton, Washington, D.C. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, keeps bad boy hubby former President Bill Clinton on a short leash through the use of voodoo, says Washington insiders. Several anonymous federal government sources, many of whom work directly with the former First Lady and are familiar with her on both a professional and a personal level, say she turned to Afro-Caribbean magic after the Monica Lewinsky scandal that plagued her husband's presidency in 1998. Bill had a long, long history of cheating, says one source. Hillary was aware of much of it, and that was bad enough, but the Lewinsky thing was different. It was all over the news media for months and months. It almost destroyed Bill's political career, and of course it was a huge embarrassment to Hillary. That's when she decided enough was enough, and she vowed to find a way to get Bill under control. Sources say Hillary considered many options, everything from threats of divorce to fitting her sex-crazed hubby with a chastity belt before settling on a voodoo. She accompanied Bill on a trip to Haiti in September 1998, says another source. While there, she managed to sneak away from the president for a couple hours to meet with a well-known voodoo priestess like we did, Nate. The priestess gave her a voodoo doll and told her how to use it. So there you go, guys.
Oh, my.
Voodoo doll. Bill is under control. I figured that. But that's the news.
That's the news as we see it.
That's the news as we see it for June 27th. Woo!
Hey, you know, folks, by the way, if you're planning to be going to any conferences this year, or especially if you're planning to be in the North Carolina area come this August, we have a special going on right now till July 1st. You can order tickets to PhantomCon 2010 in Hickory, North Carolina.
PhantomCon!
We've got the link on our homepage. It's from August 12th to the 15th. If you go to the bottom of our webpage right now, you will find an email address, which is good until July 1st or the first 25 reservations. You will be able to get your $130 ticket for $105. That's $25 off. Mm-hmm. We honestly aren't doing this. It's the folks at PhantomCon are fans of the show. For G&D listeners only, you can get your 4-day passes for the event for $105 rather than $130.
And that's a discount, Nate.
That is a discount, and you can actually...
Wow, that's a low price!
That's a low price! I know!
Terrible commercials.
You can find the link down there. It's an email address. Go to ghostanddemon@phantomcon.com. Send them a message saying you're a G&D listener and you're looking to order your 4-day passes at the discounted price. It's only good till July 1st, folks, so order now and get your tickets at $25 off. We will actually be giving away tickets to PhantomCon, but not until July 3rd. While we're at Whispers Estate, we will be
PhantomCon, so make sure to tune in, right?
Tune in. We will be asking G&D questions, probably two questions that night. If you are the first person to email in the correct answer to ghostanddemon@gmail.com, you will find, you will...
Might be sexual questions. We don't know. It might be of a personal nature.
If it's about Sean, it might be. You know, it's, you never know. It's...
The comments of Sean Burns do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
I missed hitting that button.
He had sex with my mama!
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you know, we will be giving away two tickets that night. However, they will not be together because it's a one-per-household deal with the giveaway tickets. But you will be, we will ask a G&D question. The first person to email in the correct answer, it will be time-stamped on the email, of course, will win the ticket. And we'll be doing two tickets that night for the special event. But only answer the question if you can go to PhantomCon, because we have very few tickets to give away.
Yeah, we're actually going to play this sound when we have a winner Saturday night. And when you hear that, I always want to do that, Nate. Be sure to email us right away when you hear that sound. So there might be a lot of emails Saturday night, Nate.
We will not be giving away the tickets when you hear that sound. Anyway, that's right, folks. PhantomCon, August 12th through the 15th, 2010, in Hickory, North Carolina. It's sure to be a grand old time. I'm going to play the promo in a little bit. Check out the website. You can find the link right at the bottom of our homepage. Brother Bear, what do you think going on now?
The new Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
I think it's Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo?
Johnny Bravo, you're a happening chick in a far out kind of way. I think it's great, man. I am ready to rock and roll. We're going to take a little break because we got to freshen up our beverages. But we got a band for you tonight. Actually, Demon Hunter found it, and I get to tell you what the name is. Name of the song, Devil in You, band Spectrum In. Check them out, guys. Spectrum In, you can Google it on the internet machine. You can find out anything you want to know about Spectrum In. And like I said, the name of the song, Devil in You. So stay tuned, because it just gets hotter and hotter up next. New haunted location, newly discovered. And let's find out how you and your friends and family can be some of the first to brave the night in this very, very cool location and maybe even win some fat cash, Nate.
Hey, bro, I just want to throw out a little note there about Spectre Men. We have had Spectre Men on our show. And we were sitting around with Spectre Men, interviewing them. And a punk band, Spectre Man is a punk band, told Sean he was drinking too much. Now, we have a rule in our show now. When a punk band tells you that you're drinking too much, you got to stop.
Yeah, you might have a problem when Billy Idol tells you you're doing a little bit too much alcohol, buddy.
Oh, and on that note, hey, bro, are you going to run to the bathroom while I'm doing this?
I am. I might do that. That's all personal information.
All right. Well, be back in 3 minutes so that I can call the guest.
That sounds good. That sounds good, guys.
All right. And folks, stick around. Spectre Men, Sean Burris, Nathan Schoonover, Mike, or Matt. What's Matt's last name again?
Matt Speck.
Matt Speck. Coming up next. Speck. Stick around.
Stay tuned.
PhantomCon 2010, August 12th through the 15th in Hickory, North Carolina. Come meet your favorite celebrities in the horror and paranormal community. Horror guests include Vanessa Demon Rosa, Alex Vincent, the face of Michael Myers, Tony Moran. Paranormal guests include John Zaffis, Stephen and Elliot Lachance, Bishop James Long, plus many, many more. 1, 2, 3, and 4 day passes offered. With 4 day passes only available in advance. This is the 4 day paranormal and horror event you've been waiting for. For more information, go to PhantomCon.com. PhantomCon 2010 in Hickory, North Carolina, August 12th through the 15th. www.phantomcon.com.
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com. you're looking for your favorite paranormal podcast, well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
Want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
Okay, well, just do what you do.
Hello, this is Christopher Saint, and you're listening to Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, and we're the Booth Brothers with Children of the Grave. Yeah, stay tuned. They're hot. It's a radio show? Who was that again? Yeah. Okay. Stay tuned and listen to Ghostman and Demon Hunter. They rock.
Hey, Ghostman and Demon Man. Whatever.
Ghostman and Demon Hunter, yeah.
Thanks, guys. All you heathens and hooligans, come on and get the hell out of here.
Hey, you know how we said at the beginning of the show we were on time, so something had to go wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I went to hit the music, and it wouldn't play. So that was Spectre Man, but that was not Devil in You. That was another track off of their album, and unfortunately, I don't know which track it was because I was in such a rush to play something, I just pulled a track off, so I'll have to find out which song that was.
That was some track by Spectre Man.
That was from Spectre Man, and if you liked it, go check out, go find Spectre Man on the internet and tell us which song it was.
Yeah, go check that out, guys. Get out of our chat room right now and go check that out.
No. Wait till we're done.
What a night we're having. Bonnie Jo from Ghost Talk Radio has officially taken over the chat room. She's under the Ghost Man name, so if you guys get any bad messages in there, it's not me, I promise, I swear. It's Bonnie Jo. But we got a good guest tonight, Demon Hunter. Now, I didn't get to talk to Matt because I got to talk to him a little bit before the show, but we were talking, and then the music cut in. I don't think he got to hear me. But, Matt, I don't want to tell where this place is right now because I want people – I mean, they're going to be intrigued when we tell them about this. But this is kind of like a secret place. I mean, you're not really keeping it secret, but a lot of people haven't heard about this, and this is a big thing. But what I wanted to do is I want to –
We want to talk
welcome
about it
to
first.
The show.
Yep.
Matt Speck, everybody. Welcoming me to our show. Thanks, Matt, for joining us tonight on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Not a problem. How you guys doing?
You're doing real good, man.
We're just ducky.
Can you hear us okay tonight?
Yeah, well, I can hear everybody pretty good, yep.
Okay, good.
Hey,
okay.
The echo's gone. Yay, the echo's gone. Yay, the echo's gone. Yay, the echo's gone. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That hurt my head just listening to that. But hey, Matt, what I wanted to do is I want to start with you. What was everybody knows you're the owner of a haunted location, but we haven't told them where. We're not going to tell them to the end. We're not going to tell them about what's going on because I want this place is awesome and the activity's awesome and I want to keep these people in suspense. But I want to talk a little bit about you, about how little Matt Speck grew up, because I know you're a brother of mine from the Hoosier State, the beautiful state of Indiana.
Hey, and Matt, Matt, just so you know, he hasn't told me anything about it yet. So
okay.
You might hear less from me tonight than Sean, because I don't know where this place is or anything yet either.
What I've been telling everybody, Matt, is this is possibly it's quickly becoming known as one of the most haunted hot spots in the state of Indiana, if not the nation. I believe you give it some time, it might be a nationwide thing. And what I want to do is I want to start asking how you got involved in ghosts and have you always loved it and stuff like that about your childhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, honestly, I've never even believed in ghosts, ever. I've never even encountered one until I got a hold of this house. In fact, my favorite holiday, obviously, is Halloween. And I only got this place, as a matter of fact, to do a haunted attraction there.
Right.
And I've never seen a ghost, never felt a ghost. Maybe, you know, you hear people talking about them all the time, but, you know, I thought people were just, you know, making this stuff up. Well, I passed by this place. It had been abandoned for 5 years. I just saw it sitting on the side of the road. The grass was as tall as me. And I walked up to the place, and there was no mailbox. There was no way of determining who owned this place before me. There was no neighbors around the place. So I went to the courthouse and figured out who owned it, and approached them about it. They actually lived in another state. The guy that owned it, he owns 200 acres out there, and that house just happened to be sitting on there, and it's been abandoned for 5 years. But that house and the property has been in the same family for over 200 years. So as far as ghosts and stuff like that, I never even seen or heard or felt or anything until I walked into this house, and I actually didn't feel anything. Or sense anything in that place until I started working on it to turn it into a haunted attraction.
Wow, that's a so this place sat empty for 5 years that you know of.
Now, by haunted attraction, Matt, you're not saying like you were looking to create a paranormal location for people. You were looking to build like a funhouse kind of thing.
Absolutely. My goal, my dream, and it's been like that since I was probably 16 years old, was to purchase a place and turn it into a haunted attraction. Never even considered, you know, I was going to be getting into a house that was actually haunted, ever. I started cutting holes in the wall, you know, because you have to have the flow for the people to go through the place. Mm. I started cutting holes in the wall so people could go through. And it seemed like as soon as I did that, this place just went off the charts with activity. Like, it was just like, who is this guy in my place? What is he doing to our walls? This is our place. Things started getting moved on me. I had things thrown at me. I got pushed while I was walking up the stairs in my house. And it just went off the charts. And I didn't, you know, that was a crazy experience for me because I've never, ever experienced any kind of activity like that. So my girlfriend, she was in the house, and, I mean, this stuff's been going on to me, and I didn't say anything to her about it because I didn't want to freak her out. And so I went to the store to get some nails or what I was going to, and she stayed in the house and was sitting on the front porch. Well, she heard this lady's voice from the inside of the house say, "I can't," and it freaked her out so bad, and it sounded so real that she thought somebody was actually in the house, and it sounded like it was, like, right next to her. It creaked her out. I pulled back into the driveway. Yeah, I'm driving up the driveway, and I see her running down the driveway, and I thought somebody was attacking her. So I jumped out, and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
She said, there's somebody in the house. I'm like, you're kidding me. And she said, there's a woman in there. So I went up there, you know, I have this huge machete. We went inside the house, and we're looking all over the place. Nobody in there. And I thought maybe someone had snuck out. I said, did you see anybody leave? She's like, no, Matt. There's no way anybody could have left because that's the only door right there that we have open right now. And every other door we had was locked at the time, so there's no way they could have went out. And so I was really intrigued, and I'm like, well, I told her, I said, well, these are the experiences I've been having in there. Maybe this place is haunted. I don't know, but I felt somebody push me from behind. You know, I've had things, pennies are big in the South. They throw pennies all the time.
Really?
I've had pennies.
Well, you know, we're really poor, so if we go and investigate this house, can we keep the pennies?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Jeff.
Couldn't talk them into throwing, like, $100 bills or nothing, could you, Matt? My
goodness. Yeah, you know what? I people laugh about that, man, but it's always pennies. I don't know what it is, but it's always pennies. I've been hit by a few. I know that we've actually had my game Escape from Blackman Manor there. I have some keys inside the house. They've actually gotten thrown, too, and we've been hit by keys. But to make a long story short, man, I started Googling paranormal investigators because I'm like, you know, maybe this place is haunted. I'd like to see if it's haunted. And I accidentally ran into somebody that actually has a paranormal group, our friends Shadows Paranormal here in Greenfield, Indiana.
Sure.
Well, they came out to do it. Yeah, they came out and did a free paranormal investigation for us, man. And lo and behold, man, we had all kinds of EVPs. And these are terms that I didn't even know about, guys. EVPs, you know, EMFs and that kind of stuff, disembodied voices. These are the things I've all learned as I've been going on with this stuff. But,
right.
It was amazing to me to hear what we've heard. And I'm telling you, since they've been through, I mean, amazing amount of activity has gone on in this house, man. It's like they're feeding off the energy of the people that's been coming in this place. And we've actually had a girl get attacked inside the house. We used to let people go in and do negative provoking, so to speak.
Right.
And
right.
And we quickly learned that that was one of the worst things you can do in this house. We had somebody get attacked, I mean, really bad. I mean, they got scratched on their backside all the way down. They got scratched so bad that it actually bled through their sweatpants. So we don't allow any negative provoking in this house whatsoever anymore. And we've actually, I don't know if you guys have Googled this or not, but we've actually got a picture of a little girl in there. And the craziest thing is I've had this place probably for a little over a year and a half right now. And I had it for 3 weeks, and I got the Shadows Paranormal group to come inside. And the third week, I had a lady drive up my driveway, and her name was Rose Ailey Steele. And she was, like, ecstatic to see somebody was in the house that had been abandoned for 5 years. And she was like, would you guys care if I go inside? I used to visit here when I was 5 years old. My bloodline of this house. I'm like, you're kidding me. She's like, oh, no. And I also do genealogy, and I've done genealogy on this house. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And she gave us a bunch of information on this house. I mean, stuff
now, like, I've never heard of doing genealogy on a home, but that makes sense.
Oh yeah, her mom did it, and so she taught her how to do it, and she did it all on the Eastus family and all over this house. She gave us everything on this house we need to know, all the way down to who's buried in the cemetery, what they died of, how old they were, all the way down to the parts list from the house when it was first built. So and there's a huge cross on top of the house, which is really cool. You can Google Earth it and see it on top of the house. And they actually put that cross on top of the house to protect the families that died inside that house when they buried them in the backyard. So it's really crazy.
So there are bodies buried in the backyard.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll give you guys the rundown on that story. It's really crazy. Well, now, when she came up to me and gave me all this information, I started looking through this stuff, found out that in 1892, well, the house was built in 1859 by John Eastus, and there was a doctor that lived there by Dr. Harvey. Well, that was the only doctor, and it was on over 200 acres out there. It was the only doctor for miles around, and so back then they were horse and carriage, you know. So it was common practice for the doctor to take everybody in from neighbors to friends to, you know, just people down the road, because there was nobody else around, and it's a long, long drive if you're really sick. So smallpox broke out in that area in 1892.
Okay.
And that was a big deal back then, because he was the only doctor around. So they started bringing all their kids, because their kids were getting it big time. A lot of the teenagers were starting to get it, and they would bring them to that house, and he would be trying to, medicate them or whatever he could do to get them to be better. Well, a lot of them started dying in that house. They were getting so many kids in there that they couldn't keep up with all of them. So right. he actually added onto that house and built on a funeral parlor. Him and John Eastus decided to add on to it. And when they did that, they started showing, which we actually have pictures of, and all this facts and all this stuff from Rosalie. They actually got pictures of the people showing the bodies. And you know how back in the day where people would put their arms around their dead relatives and get their pictures taken and stuff like that?
Really?
Oh, they were doing that. And then there's a door in that parlor, as you can see, that goes right out back into the old cemetery. So they would actually show the bodies and then take them out back and bury them in the cemetery. And it was common practice to do that because they wanted to keep the smallpox from actually spreading around. And what had happened was, I mean, that had been on for a long time, guys. There's over 200 bodies back in that area back there that we know of.
So this doctor, Matt, had so many patients. This doctor had so many patients, they actually built a funeral parlor onto the doctor's office.
Absolutely. And there's a funeral parlor right up in the front, where they showed all the funerals. There was actually a big bay window room area there. They showed a lot of funerals in that big bay room window there. You can actually see it on the pictures where the bay windows are in that house.
You know, I told you, brother, the other week, man, I was telling you, I went in for my vasectomy. If I had seen a funeral parlor attached to that doctor's office. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's crazy because there's a kitchen in there, and you could tell there was actually a storage area where they actually kept like supplies and stuff in that kitchen for actually, you know, operating on them and getting them prepped for right. for the funeral there. And they would take them back there and then take them, get their pictures taken, and the family would take them in the back and show them out there. Well, in 1978, what we called the matriarch of the Eustis family, she actually passed away in that house in 1978. She was one of the last people that died in that house. She actually froze to death in one of the rooms back there. And the Bucket Creek Fire Department out here had to come out and pull her out on a snowmobile and a sled all the way down the road because nobody else could get to her. And when she passed away, the owner decided to rent the house out in 1982. And nobody was wanting to rent the house out because of all the cemetery headstones in the backyard. Nobody was there too creeped out by it. So they actually decided to remove those headstones and take them back to where the overflow, there's two cemeteries now, where the one's in the very back on Sparks Road, and they left the bodies there. I mean, they were from the 1890s, so there's no way they could have pulled them up and moved them. So they just moved the headstones and left the bodies, and we have a feeling where I do anyway. That's why the house is so active in there. I mean, a lot of people, it looks like they're upset by it or something.
Now, Matt, go ahead and give out your MySpace page, because I think everybody in the chat room, they're finding out what we're talking about. I was trying to hold it to the end of the show, but they're going nuts over it, so they want to find out what's going on. So can you give them your MySpace? I know you don't have a website yet.
No, we don't have a website, but we are on MySpace under Black Moon Manor. And we also are on Facebook, as a matter of fact, too. You can look us up on Facebook, and we actually have a fan page where you can join that, too, where a lot of our documentations are from all the paranormal investigators have been through. We have some really, really good EVPs. I mean, one of the craziest ones we had there was the organ playing in there. And we had a group come through, Phantom Tribe. They came in. They were not even in the house for 15
That's
minutes.
On YouTube. That's on YouTube, man.
Yeah, you can look on YouTube. You can Google us. But Facebook is where our fan page is. You can join our fan page on Facebook. And actually, we'll keep you updated on all the new stuff that we have going on there and events that we'll be having. And we actually have a haunted cinema that I'm opening up in there. But we're going to have it out in my big barn in the backyard. But mm-hmm. It's so warm, it's so hot this summer, we decided to go ahead and move it inside the house. And what better place to do it inside of a real haunted house where you can actually watch, you know, Poltergeist and Chainsaw Massacre. And
now, as long as you don't play Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, if I get in there, because to this day, that's the only movie that's ever scared me.
It is, okay. Well, the one play them especially for you.
Special preview. Now, we need to play The Exorcist there. That'd be a good one. That's a good scary movie.
We've got The Exorcist lined up. We've got, a lot of the old classics. We actually have the original Grateful Dead. Or not Grateful Dead. The Night of the Living Dead movie we're going to play there. And we've got some old classics that people like. And we're actually trying to get some of the newer stuff in there, too. Like, Silent Hill and, stuff like that.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Now, you got so much stuff, guys. The name of the house, Black Moon Manor. It's one of Indiana's most premier haunted locations. It's fairly new. Matt, how long have you owned Black Moon Manor now?
I've only owned it for a little over a year and a half now, and this place has just gone off the charts with paranormal activity, man. It's in a place, I'm telling you, it's a place now that I will never even go by myself. I never will. Not from the time that the girl was attacked. It was just awful. So I won't go in there by myself, and I try to prevent people from going in there by themselves. I won't let anybody do any Ouija board or seance stuff in there, because that place is just, it's too bad the way it is. It's not like they're wanting to hurt anybody, but they're definitely wanting to let you know they're there. We've had a few mediums come in that say there's more people outside than they are inside, which is really creeping me out, because I camped out there quite a bit.
Right.
And we have a huge fire pit out there where people go and hang out. And I just wonder if anybody's getting any activity out there. I've heard quite a few screams in the forest behind us, but I don't know what that is. I mean, there's nothing documented as anything back there. So
Now, to be fair here, Matt, just so you know, I told this story a few weeks back. I kept hearing screams in my forest because I live in what's called the Haunted Woods of Danbury. And I found out that the screams in my woods were foxes mating. So,
that could be very well it, because it sounded like someone was getting straight up killed back here.
That's what I thought was happening in my woods. I thought I ran out with a gun because I thought somebody was being raped, because I thought a woman was screaming, "No, no, no, no." And I ran out there. It was a fox, and I was like, well, apparently she didn't want this. And
are you 100% positive it was a fox?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Well, I got to tell you this. If you guys are interested in the stuff they're catching out of Black Moon Manor, go to YouTube. Google Black Moon Manor. Do it now. And, of course, don't turn off the show. You guys want to keep listening to us, but check out what they got. That is no fox in the woods. That is music playing. It sounds like it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got things going on there I definitely can't explain, but, I mean, I was just throwing the joke out there because all my friends were laughing at the ghost hunt, the demon hunter running out into the middle of the woods in the middle of the night with a gun because he heard screaming, and I get out there, and a fox looks at me like, you just blew my mood, man. I was getting it on.
No, I would strongly suggest if anybody wants to come check us out, just look us up on Facebook, or you can call us at 317-586-3527, and we'll book you a date in there. We're almost completely booked from right now to the end of September as far as weekends go, but we still have our weekdays open. And
now, are you still
going
to turn it into a haunted house, like, kind of thing for people to come and spook them or whatever?
Yeah, we're doing that at this Halloween from October 1st all the way to end of the 31st. Now, I do have a game that we play, but I don't know if you guys have heard about this game I got going on, man.
That's no kind of sex game, is it there?
Is it
we dress up like a sailor?
Because if it's a sex game, Sean's probably heard about it.
I'll be the cowboy, Pat. How about that?
No. Well, it's called Escape from Black Moon Manor. What we do is we'll walk you and three of your friends inside the house. There's three deadbolts. I put them on the door. They're backwards, so we lock you inside the house. There's no way out outside of the house except through that door. And you have to. There's contraptions I've placed. It took me 6 months to make this game. And each room that you have to beat to get the three keys to open the doors. It's pitch black in there. You have one flashlight, and you have 2 hours to get out of the house. And if you do, we'll give you a $250 cash prize. And we've had a lot of people signing up for that.
Now, if the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show shows up, can we play this game?
Oh, that's
no.
Neat.
We're just we're promoting the event,
yeah,
not
but,
playing the game.
But Sean, it's not a matter of the money to me. I just love these kind of games.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. We've only had one group get really close to escaping, but man, we've had more people come out panicking, and we have panic buttons in each room. And if you panic, you come out, and as soon as the first person hits the panic button, the whole game's over. Nobody wins.
Hey,
thing, so.
We locked Jason Gowan in a cell, and the only way to get out was to let Sean cut him out. So I, was...
Yeah, that was crazy. But hey, Matt, you're out there now. I want to stress the fact: Black Moon Manor, is it a bed and breakfast? What is it exactly?
No, absolutely not. This place, we left it in original shape. It's like I said, 1895. It looks like it's made in 1895 on the inside. It's got the original wood floors, the original chandeliers, the original everything inside. There's absolutely no power inside the house. There's absolutely no furniture. No power because, the reason we left it with no power is so it wouldn't mess with anybody's EMF stuff in there. So what you get is what you get. And then we do have generators outside if people want to run their power to there. But there's no furniture in there. There's absolutely no bathroom in there at all. We do have porta potties outside for people to use. But we kept the house in the most original condition we could because other than the hole that cut in the wall, obviously. But but to keep the place as creepy as we want to, because I mean, if there's spider webs in there, there's spider webs in there, and that's part of our decor in there for our haunted attraction industry. You know what I mean? So we're trying to keep it as original as we can, and I think that helps as far as people going in there and doing their investigations, because if they mess with anything, then it seems like the activity is doubled because they're moving something or doing whatever.
Now, you know, we like to mess with things just to get the activity. I don't know if you've ever seen what we do, but like one time we sprayed saline around a room because it's supposed to carry electricity better, and then charged it with electricity, and we had a lot of stuff happen with that. We don't recommend anybody else do that because you're liable to get electrocuted, but...
There's absolutely no smoking in this house whatsoever. We don't have any top of the line fire extinguishers or nothing like that in there. So
it definitely sounds like an awesome place. I'm just wondering, how do you document everything that comes through there? Because apparently so much happens.
Well, what we have is any paranormal investigators that come through, they usually bring their pretty good equipment in there, and they'll record everything on their EVPs or their tape recorders or, their film recorders or whatever. But basically, we're going off of everything they give us. I mean, everybody that goes through, we require that they give us some kind of report on it, and if they have any physical evidence, well, all we ask is that we can use it on our Facebook or our website that we're building.
Very cool, very cool. So people can look forward to a website.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's being built right now. It'll probably be done in about a month and a half.
Ooh. I'm very excited about that because I love, listening to other people's evidence and really getting down and dirty to it. But, I mean, to be able to go to a place and see the place, there's a very famous television show on that goes out and ghost hunts. And they went to Eastern State Penitentiary, and they kept saying they heard people walking upstairs. So when I went to Eastern State Penitentiary, I heard the same thing. So I, unlike them, I went to investigate and found out it was pigeons. So, I like to be able to go to a place after I see what's there and see it for myself. Now, I've seen, I've gone to places where no doubt stuff is going on that once I've heard it on shows. But it's really cool to be able to go in and confirm it for yourself, too, once you've seen it or heard it.
Absolutely. I can't tell you this, guys. We've never had a single group go through, never, who hasn't gone through and had some kind of a crazy, it always surprised me what kind of new stuff is happening in this house. always something going on. I mean, and it's always seems like it tops the last one. So that picture of the little girl we got in my house was really, it blew my mind. That was crazy. And then the organ that was playing in there, which was really crazy. It seems like everybody goes in there, they stay in there for like 5 hours, and then they kind of get creeped out and leave. They haven't had anybody spend an entire night in there, as far as I know. But, I mean, I want people to actually sleep inside the house is what I'm looking for, and a lot of people don't. They just, they go inside and they spend a couple hours and they leave.
You can be guaranteed if the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show with Bonnie Joe and our investigators get there, we'll spend the night.
Absolutely, and I can't tell you this too, guys. We actually have almost twice as much activity during the day than we do at nighttime. It's not just a witching hour kind of thing. This place is constantly going on. I mean, and if it makes sense to me that there would be a lot more activity during the daytime, then that's when they were awake in the first place. And that's when I was drilling holes in the wall, guys, trying to put my speaker system in for the haunted attraction this year. And I heard this little girl following me from room to room, asking me what I was doing and could she help. And it got so bad, it creeped me out so bad, I had to get out of the house for at least a couple hours. It was just bad, man. And every room I went to, I heard that little girl. She wasn't right behind me. She was like she was peeking her head around the corner and asking. And it was just really creepy to me. But it seemed like there was a lot more activity during the daytime.
Now, Matt, a lot of investigators in the chat room right now, they're asking, how do they get there? How do they call you or be in contact with you and start making reservations tonight to get in this place?
Well, I can tell you this, guys. If you want to go to my Facebook and get on our fan page, it's Black Moon Manor. It's all one word, Black Moon Manor. And just get on Facebook page. If not, you can call us at 317-586-3527. And like I said, we're pretty much booked up to the end of September. But September 1st, here's the good news for everybody. We're opening up. We're going to let people do ghost hunting and during our Halloween, right after our we're going to do our characters and stuff from 7 o'clock to midnight. Then we're opening up for ghost hunters to go to. We feel the activity will be doubled since there's all this screaming and stuff going on, music going on inside the house. We're going to let people ghost hunt in October, but we're not going to let anybody reserve anything until September 1st, we're going to open, or August 1st, I mean, August 1st, we're going to open up to let people start booking that up. So that gives people something to look forward to if it's already booked up for them.
But now, Matt, are you going to need any crazy paranormal radio show host to host any of these events for you to help promote them, or what, man?
Absolutely. I could always use that. I mean,
there you go.
The more the merrier, you know, but of course, I mean, I could always use that. I mean, any news is good news for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, you
we
know,
can't wait to get out there.
You're now a Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show friend, so,
well,
you know,
great.
It's, you know,
to hear that.
we will be there for you anytime you want. When you're ready to do the haunted house, send us the information. We'll make a promo for you. We'll play it. We'll send it to all the other shows to play it too. Because that's what we do for our friends. You know,
awesome.
Anybody out there who's our friend, who's got something going on or something they want to do, make up a promo, send it to us. We'll be happy to play it for them, you know. But you're now a friend of the show, and we'll do everything
awesome.
We can to help you out.
How can we be friends if we can't be lovers? Remember that song? See? Nathan, you shouldn't bring this stuff.
Because, Sean, I don't want to have to go and get another penicillin shot after the last time, okay? It's
Yeah. But you guys got to check this out, man. Matt Speck, one of the coolest guys. Plus, he's a Hoosier, so he's got that going for him. You got Black Moon Manor. The phone number, 317-586-3527. Call immediately. Let Matt know you want to get in this place, guys. And he's not – you know what I like? Matt, about
tell,
what you're
tell
doing.
Him you heard about it on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Tell Matt you heard about it on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. But what I like about what Matt's doing right now, you're not charging an arm and a leg for people to get in there.
It's $25 a person, guys, and then I'll give you a 24-hour access inside the house, man. So that's awesome, really.
Yeah, that's a heck of a deal, because a lot of people out there, a lot of people are getting fat off of these haunted hotspots, and a lot of them don't even serve coffee and tea, you know what I mean? It's an old building. Yeah, it's an old building, and they say, hey, man, we want the, you know, $150, you can spend 4 hours there. And honestly, as an investigator, if you're a police investigator, a detective, whatever, what are you going to find in 4 hours?
Exactly.
You pay $100.
I
find
agree with it. Yeah, you get 24 hours now for $25 a person, and I mean, a lot of people don't even stay that long, but you have the opportunity. So if anybody wants to do a daytime investigation, they can.
Here's my question, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm spending 24 hours in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I find a place to order pizza that delivers?
Jeez, man, in that area, geez, I don't know.
Refills is pretty desolate.
Are we going to have to bring a cooler? Because when Sean brings a cooler, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. If we do get enough people out there, say we get 8 to 10 people out there, we'll bring you guys pizza out there.
Hey, we can always drive into downtown Greenfield and buy some pizza. I'm sure it's Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of pizza there. I just don't know if they'll deliver that far. I
just don't
want to
go get pizza and be told that I didn't spend the whole day in Black Moon Manor. Because if I'm going out there, I'm spending the whole... Now, I'm guessing you don't have cable.
Any running water out there, Matt? Any running water?
Nope, there's no amenities whatsoever, man. At the point, we kept the place just like we found it because we wanted to stay original as we could. So, but we will be having electricity run outside for Halloween.
Well, see, the reason I'm thinking is, you know, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show would love to broadcast, but we need internet to be able to broadcast live if we go in there.
Well, but there is a Wi-Fi area close by.
There is.
There you go.
We do
get a little bit of Wi-Fi out there.
We'll keep that in mind.
It's pretty weak, but you get it.
Yeah, we may not be able to broadcast on a weak signal, but...
probably not.
We'll have to see if we can get one of those cards, Sean. Do you get cell phone access out there?
Oh, yeah, cell phone's not a problem out there. It's just, there's no computer access, so...
Well, you know, they have these cell phone cards now you can get that you can get on the internet through the cell phone. So I might have to look into that.
Yeah, that might be a possibility.
Or we could pre-record a show live from Black Moon Manor.
Well, isn't that how we did our first live, like, event? We pre-recorded our live event.
Hey, we did. Absolutely. I think we did.
Sometimes...
But there you go, guys. We got another haunted place nestled out here in the woods of beautiful Greenfield, Indiana, and it's Black Moon Manor. The phone number 317-586-3527. The owner, Matt Speck. Check it out, guys. Facebook, Black Moon Manor. Google it, Black Moon Manor. YouTube, anywhere. This place is becoming known worldwide for the activity that's going on there. So check it out yourself. $25 a person.
I just tried to like it on Facebook, so I'm just waiting for a reply. But
you'll be getting it tomorrow.
Okay. Matt. Hey, quick question for you. You know, do you know who's buried out there in the backyard?
Actually, we do. We have a list of everybody that's been buried back there. Their age, their what they died of, and the problem is we can't locate them because the headstones have been moved. But they're back there.
Now, I seen on your Facebook page a picture of a cemetery with some stones. Is there any stones back there at all?
No, the stones are in the backyard. They're so overgrown back there, you couldn't locate them if you tried. They're probably, you know, those little square ones that are actually in the ground?
Yeah.
Like, face down. Those are the ones that are left out there, but it is so overgrown back there. I can't even find my footing back there, let alone find one of those, so... but I do know there's some back there. But the big ones have been removed and taken back over to Sparks Road back there. So, and some of those have gotten knocked over and kicked down too. So it's like, you know, they're trying to keep them in good shape. But man, these kids go back there because it's so secluded back there that they mess with them there too. So they're getting beat up. There's some there from 1822 all the way up to 1978.
Now Matt, I heard you say that you're bringing electricity into the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that ghosts are said to... There's a possibility that ghosts feed on electricity.
I've heard about that.
Do you think the activity will increase once you bring electricity into the house?
I severely think it will. I'm almost guarantee it will. I mean, because we're going to be running our attraction, you know, lights and the sounds and all that whatnot inside. And, I played music in that house just for my game that I had going on there, just a little bit of music. And that's when the organ started playing in there, like 2 weeks later. So I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I get all these sounds and lights and screaming and all the stuff going on in there. I can't imagine what it's going to bring up. So,
it's almost
I just want to come and play the game because, you know, I'm no genius, but I love playing Manza games when they give you the little Manza tests. And so I just want to come and play these games because I find them to be the most interesting thing, and to spend a few hours in a haunted location and to have everything going on around you like that, and you know there's spirits in the house, and have to keep your mind clear enough to do those games with a flashlight.
Absolutely. It's very, very, very difficult because it's based on your biggest fears, plus it's in a real, really haunted location. So you don't know if it's real, you don't know if it's fake. So that's cool about it.
Now, we've got a lot of fans on this show that know my biggest fear. Nobody tell Matt my biggest fear before I go and play this game. Because you'll get me running out of the house. You bring my biggest fear into there.
Well, listen to this. This is my new game. The very first game I got, I start off everybody in their own room by themselves, and I just got the basement stairs fixed, so somebody's going to be starting down there by themselves. So I can't wait to get some people into this new game.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Now, Matt, what you're going to do is, when you start these games, first off, hats off to you for coming up with something new. You got an original haunted place, and you're the first one in this state that I know of that's came up with a haunted house where people get cash if they can spend so much time there and find these clues.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so that rocks, man. But at the same time, congratulations for having an actual haunted house. I mean, I think there's a lot of haunted houses out here in the Hoosier State, but a lot of people aren't coming forward with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, this place is really, really... amazed me as far as, I mean, just being a part of the thing is just as great as actually showing up and doing an investigation. The history behind this house alone is amazing, and the activity that's coming out of this thing is just, it's surprising and amazing everybody that goes. So I'm excited to be a part of it, and I love watching the new stuff that turns up every week. So
what do you suggest to somebody that's coming out there to spend the night? Sleeping bags, pillow, bug spray, what?
Oh, God, bug spray is absolute number one. Jeez, man, there's a big forest right all around us in a cornfield, so bugs and mosquitoes are absolutely off the charts. But I would say bring tents if you don't want to stay inside all night long, and if you plan on leaving early in the morning, just bring some tents out there so you can sleep in and get up and leave, you know. There's no reason why you got to stay out there until 5 o'clock in the morning and drive home. Just sleep out there. You got 24 hours. And then get back up and do another investigation if you want. Then go home, you know. I mean, that's what I suggest. Bring tents, plenty of bug spray. I would bring some toilet paper.
See, the problem with the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is we've gotten so used to, like, staying at haunted locations that when we get done, like, doing our little investigation, we just pass out and sleep. So we'll sleep through the 24 hours. So that's just... You know, it's a, we don't want to waste that time.
If you get a bad pizza or something, you end up with your skirts, man.
You folks out in Indiana, you know, you don't have the New York style pizza that I like. So it's
So what do they do if they have to go to the bathroom there, Matt? Is it out in the yard or is there a outhouse?
No. Actually, we have a couple porta pots out there. I just got delivered out there, so those are an option. If you're not into the porta pot thing, there's a gas station probably less than a mile and a half down the road. So.
Okay.
You know, if you get hungry and you want some gas station food, there's actually McDonald's and a Wendy's down from there too. So, but it's your options.
And we can always bring some wood down. You got a fire pit. You can have a nice little fire out front and have your friends over, right?
Oh, absolutely. I actually have a huge fire pit and a bunch of wood out there. So if anybody comes out there, we provide the wood for you. You don't even have to do that. So
nice.
We have chairs, tables out there. We try to make everybody as comfortable as they can because. You know, we want people to return and, you know, have a good time. So try to make everybody as comfortable as we can. As hot as it is right now, it's, you know, I don't think a fire will be necessary. But if you want one, it's there.
Now, Matt, since I'm a Hoosier boy and you're a Hoosier man, are you going to link the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show to your website now, or your Facebook page and your MySpace page? Come on, man. Come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I can do that. No problem.
And do you, you know, as soon as you have the web page up, man, send us a banner and a link, and we'll put you on the Friends and Events page so people can find you through us.
Absolutely. I'll absolutely do that, man. It'll be ready about a month and a half, and when we get that up and running, I'll definitely send you guys all the information, and we'll just stay in touch with each other, man. I appreciate you guys having me on your show. I really do.
Anytime, Matt. Anytime. But I see a G&D show listeners night at the Haunted Black Moon Manor coming up in our future. I do, man.
I see that happening too, and I see another 14-hour drive coming for me. But you know,
you're the one from Connecticut.
I'm the one from Connecticut. Yeah, and it's and it seems
you got
like
a long drive.
You know, I have a few of my favorite haunted location is actually here in Connecticut. And that's a place called Theater Works in New Milford, Connecticut. And it's where I've gotten the most paranormal activity in my life in one place. And, you know, I've seen things move. I've gotten EVPs that are straight up, like, out of this world. I've been downstairs alone in the place and heard people singing upstairs.
Oh, wow.
And gone up and nobody's there. I've had investigators in one part of the theater while others were in the other side. And the ones upstairs were texting us, asking us who was humming, because they were sitting in the chairs hearing people humming. And, you know, it's a fabulous place. I absolutely love it. But it's sounding like your place could, like, beat Theater Works if we got out there and, I could just see it. And I'm looking forward to the chance. I really am.
I can tell you this, and you guys know as well as I do that any energies or spirits are not paid entertainment. They don't come out when you ask them to all the time. Sometimes it takes them a while to get out there and make themselves noticed. And our busiest time, honestly, is 12 o'clock to 3:50. 3:50 in the morning is when a lot of stuff goes on in that house.
Really?
And I have a million stories in this place I could tell you guys, man. Some really good stories.
I will tell you. That's. I want to hear one of those stories before we go on because that would be a great way to end the night. But
I want to ask real quick, Matt. What is the minimum number of investigators you can have there on the property at the house?
There is no maximum. I can tell you this. The place is 5,500 square feet. So if you get more than 15 people in the house at once, you're going to be kind of stepping on top of each other and probably getting each other's EVPs and stuff, you know what I mean? But here's what I suggest. If you got a big group that's coming out to this place, just separate each other. Half of you go to the cemetery for a while and half of you go inside. That way you can switch up in a certain amount of time and you'll get both things covered all at once.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Sean,
bring some tents, man.
Think about that. 5,500 square foot. You've been to the mansion in the woods.
Mm-hmm. That's
what Sean calls my house in the haunted woods of Danbury, the mansion in the woods. And that that's 50% larger than my house, Sean.
It's a big house, man.
That's a big house.
It's big. And I just put a brand new staircase down to the basement. So that's actually a new place. We've only had two different investigators go down into the basement so far. So I'm anxious to see what kind of new stuff that goes on down in there. So.
Now, Matt, in the future, do you have any future plans of maybe moving the family in there someday? Or what's the deal? You just going to keep it a haunted attraction or what, man?
Absolutely not. I will never, ever live in that house. I don't think so. That place, we did an interview with a guy who lived in that house for 13 years, man, and he said it was a struggle every week to stay inside that house and that they had all kinds of stuff happening to them constantly. Then I spoke with another man who, when they first started renting the place out in 1982, his name was Wayne Hoff. He called me. He heard another radio interview that I did about the place that I just took it over. He called me. I don't know how he got a hold of me, but he finally called me and said, "Hey, this place, man, I wouldn't mess with it. This place is really bad." I'm like, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "There's this," and this is a story. If you guys get a time to hear this story, you know.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, this he said he used to work second shift, and then he slept upstairs. Him and his wife did, and he said he used to walk to the top of the stairs, and there was always this little girl standing at the top of the stairs, like she was waiting on him to get home, and she was standing there. And she was wearing this nightgown and red boots. And as soon as he would get almost to the top, he'd look up and see her, and she would giggle and take off running and then just disappear. He would go to the top of the stairs and go look in that room, and he just never saw her. He said it freaked him out for the first, a month and a half, 2 months, and he said, but it kept getting increasingly worse. He said he would come up to the top of the stairs, he would see her, and she would do the same thing, take off and disappear, and he would just ignore it, and he would go in his bedroom, which was right when you turn right, you go upstairs to that bedroom, you know, he would lay down to go to sleep with his wife, and she's a heavy snorer, he said. And sometimes she would jolt and shake the bed, so he woke up and he looked over to see if she was awake. She was still sleeping, and he looked down at the foot of his bed, and that girl was grabbing his foot and shaking his foot and waking him up.
Sean, this is a place we have to take Jason Gowan to, because we know how he loves ghost children.
Ghost children are good.
Yeah, so she would just take off and run out the door and disappear again. And he got to the point to where he couldn't take it anymore. She kept messing with him, like she attached himself to him. And she kept bugging him all the time. So they actually ended up moving out of the house. But before they moved out, his son Cameron was probably about 5 or 6 years old at the time. And he was actually sleeping in his room downstairs. And he heard a girl humming, and he looked up at her, and in his corner of his room, it's the same little girl sitting in the corner doing something with her fingers. He said he couldn't tell what she was doing with her fingers, but she was crouched down in the corner looking down at the ground humming a song, and she looked up at him and just disappeared. And then they went down to the cemetery, which is in the backyard now, actually the overflow that it is now, and found a girl's name by Rachel Eastus, who's about her age, was probably about 5.5 to 6.5 years old. And it was her birthday that weekend, and that's probably why they were seeing her so much.
Now, do you think that these are human entities, all these things going on in here?
I do know there's intelligent entities in this place. I mean, like I said, I'm learning this stuff as I go, guys. You know how there's residual, then there's intelligent. I do know for a fact that there's intelligent stuff in this house, because we have a bunch of recordings of them repeating words that we're saying inside the house. So they're listening to what we're saying, and then repeating us. Also, the simple fact that, you know, the girl got attacked, and it was brutally attacked. I mean, she was viciously attacked and scratched. I mean, it's more than just an entity or an energy in the house. So, but there are, I mean, I have a feeling it's mostly, and this is what it feels like, mostly women and children in the house. That's what it feels like. And we have had a man in there. You can hear a cough, and he drags his feet at you all the time. You can smell a cigar from him all the time. Nobody's ever seen any of these people yet that I know of. The only thing we've ever seen is that little girl in the window. There was a reflection that somebody took a picture of, which was amazing, man. It creeped me out because I was there when they got it, and it just really hit on there. A lot of people don't, you know, a lot of people are, you know, the skeptics out there, man, but I'm telling you guys, I was the biggest skeptic in the world until I saw this house is just, it's off the charts with activity, and that picture right there really, between that girl getting attacked by whatever that was and that picture, it just really, you know, it just sold me on the whole thing. So I'm a big believer now.
Matt, growing up here as a Hoosier kid in the state of Indiana, I grew up around Garfield Park on the south side of Indianapolis over by Manual High School. And those big old mansions that surround Garfield Park, we used to walk around there, and a lot of them were vacant. And I remember when my mom would take me back and forth to the library, I'd always look in the windows, and I've always pictured ghosts. I never seen ghosts or anything when I was a kid, but I always pictured them as looking out the windows, just kind of staring, waiting for somebody to come in and get this house. And it's kind of neat, the story of, I think they were waiting on you, man. I think your energy might have, and plus the fact that you start doing some remodeling, some renovations to the house or whatever, they say that sparks activity, but it might be you they're drawn to, you know?
No.
Well, I don't know, because I've never physically, if at one time getting pushed while going up the stairs, ever felt or seen anything else. It's everybody else that comes in the house.
Now, I've often said, Matt, that a lot of locations are like keyholes, and a lot of people are like keys, and they open the places up for people. Now, do you, you said there's...
And a lot of people are like holes, you know?
I work with one every Sunday, but... but you have said that other people, before you ever came in here, experienced things. So this house... It's opening up to people, but it could just be the right person who comes in that makes a total thing happen. And like, once
absolutely,
that you're inviting people into you're inviting people into this home, you could have quite a thing on your hands. And if the right person comes into that house,
yeah. Well, like I said, we've had people come in and they get no activity at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people come in and it's like unbelievable activity in there. So it's just, I think you're right. I think it really depends on if they're intrigued by the people that come in, the kind of energies they're put off, and the kind of questions they ask, there's a lot to it. And,
now,
I mean, just for me watching from the distance, you know, watching what goes on, that's my perspective on it all. But...
it's a Black Moon Manor, and it's 317-586-3527. And is there an email address people can contact you at, too?
Oh, yes. You can email us at blackmoonmanor666@yahoo.com.
Okay. blackmoonmanor666@yahoo.com. And, Matt, you've just intrigued me. You have intrigued me.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys are... I'll be have you guys out here, man. I want you guys to come out and check this place out for yourselves, you know?
Oh, yeah. Believe me.
We're actually doing Whispers of State in Mitchell, Indiana, Saturday night. We've got a lot of activity live when we were out there, man. And next up on our list will definitely be Black Moon Manor live from Black Moon Manor.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do.
Or recorded. Live recorded.
Yeah, live recorded.
Depending
whatever
on if we can
do.
Get... depending if we can get a signal out there. But
yeah.
I'm going to record from the porta potty. I've always wanted to do that.
Well, Sean, I remember when we were filming the trailer for the show, you did record from the porta potty because
yeah.
you forgot to turn your mic off.
Yeah, man, I got to... I ate some bad tacos or something, man, and we had this TV show, right? And they hook you up with these microphones, right? So I had to go running off set, man. I was like, God, I didn't turn off my microphone. You learn the hard way, man. The hard way. You know how we do it down here in Indiana, man.
Oh, my.
Lord.
Oh, my. Well, folks, that's the Black Moon Manor. And Matt. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to wrap up here, which is a pity because I'm having a blast.
Thank you guys so much for having me on, man.
Matt, stick on the phone while we wrap up because we want to talk to you a little bit more when we're all done.
All right, sure.
And Sean, it's that time where sadly we have to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
It is, guys. Hey, have a great 4th of July. Remember, tune in Saturday night. We are going back in the darkness live at the Haunted Whispers Estate in Mitchell, Indiana. Tonight's guest, special thanks, Matt Speck, owner of the newly founded, soon to be one of the most haunted places in the nation, Black Moon Manor. You can check it out, Black Moon Manor, 666 at yahoo.com. I messed that up, guys. Black Moon Manor, 666 at yahoo.com. Or you can check out their phone number, 317-586-3527. Matt Speck, the owner, once again, Black Moon Manor on Facebook, on MySpace. Everybody, have a great week, and be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log onto our forums because we really want to hear from you.
And do not forget, July 3rd, that's a special Saturday night show live from Whispers Estate. Live 9:30 to 11, followed by our leaving the mics open so you can listen in at Whispers Estate. Never been done before. Check it out next Saturday night, July 3rd.
We'll be there. The ghost will be there. You'll be there. Everybody will be there. The drinks will be cold, guys. Tune in next Saturday night. Don't go changing, ghost hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good week, guys.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Well, I don't like work where I work. I'm wasting my precious time. I'm working day in, I'm slaving day out, and I'm losing my worried mind. I'm running my poor ass ragged, and I'm living from day to day. The boss man telling me what to do just makes me want to say to those heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I can use a beer. I don't need you and I don't need this, I wanna make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans, you wanna get the hell out of here.
Yeah.